Okay. The ma'aseh, I want to give, I think, a very important fact, even though I don't think I have any chidushim to say. But it's still very important. Many years ago, I heard from Rabbi Shinsky. Rabbi Shinsky was a very big gadol. One of the gadolei at door. He told the guys, I'm, you know, just hasaga. He was offered to be at Reshiva Panovich before they offered Rav Shach. Now, that doesn't mean he was greater than Rav Shach, not great, but it means that he was in the same league, you know. For whatever reason, he didn't take it, but he was definitely up there. So, you know, he's Rabbi Yosha's brother-in-law. He was a very chasher person. The Maisa, for whatever reason, he wasn't so famous. But that's how it is sometimes in the world. So he told me as follows, an amazing thing. He said that he learned in the Mir. He was a grandson of the Alter. So he learned in Sobok by his grandfather. I think he saw the Alter. I'm not sure if he saw the Alter. So he learned in Sobok. And then he transferred to the Mir. The Mir was his uncle. Rav Eliezer Yehuda was his uncle. So it said in the Mir, they had a thing that considered in Europe, considered one of the biggest gedolim in Europe in learning, was the Griz, the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, he was the Rav of the city of Brisk. However, the Griz in Europe did not have a yeshiva. He was a Rav of a city. It's not so easy to build a yeshiva. For whatever reason, he didn't have a yeshiva. But he was still considered one of the greatest gedolim. So what was a minig, and he said like five different yeshivas used to send the two best guys a year to Brisk. And they would learn around the Brisker Rav's dining room table with 10 guys. And again, 10 guys he could handle, you know, getting them food, whatever. And they spent the year learning privately with the Brisker Rav. And then the next year, the two other guys would go. So he says it was like a big competition in the yeshiva, in the Mir, you know, who's going to be chosen to be sent to Brisk. I got this. Has nothing to do with anything, but it's in a Gevaldika story. He said that it showed the tremendous Mesiras Nefesh of Rav Eliezer Yehuda. Because when the guys came back from Bris, there was a certain shtolz that they felt they were Talmidim of the Griz. They stopped coming to Rav Eliezer Yehuda Shirim. Because they were, you know, we don't have to go to Rav Eliezer Yehuda Shirim. We already learned from the Brisker Rav. So it was a little bit of an, almost like it was an insult to Rav Eliezer Yehuda. Because this happened every year. So you would think, here he's sending his best guys, and now then instead of, and they come back insulting him. Since they used to, I think he said he used to have something and jump out the windows when he would come to give shir. Right? Anyway, so he said, but that was his sitkus. And he said, and that's close. He says why he thinks the Mir is such a major yeshiva today. Because Rav Eliezer Yehuda went ahead and no hakvod in his own coffin. He used to start send guys wherever, you know, he was not makban his own covet, so he was zeicha to have the biggest yeshiva. Okay, anyway, that was what that's his time he said. But Amaisa said, so he was chosen to go to Brisk. I think he said he was the last group before the war that went to Brisk. So he got to be a very close time with the Brisker Rav. And then later, Brisker Rav survived the war. Brisker Rav came to Yerushalayim, and he was in Yerushalayim, so he learned more by the Brisker Rav also here in Yerushalayim. You also learn what the Chazon is, whatever, different people. You know, people from Europe. So anyway, so he said that he felt he gained tremendously from that year at Brisk. You know, he was learned privately with the Brisker Rav with 10 people. He used to go with private walks with the Brisker Rav every day. So he said, he said an amazing thing. He said that in thinking about it, even though, you know, it was an amazing, he wasn't prime in Bavata, the Brisk, you know, it was an amazing thing, but he gained so much, like beyond how much it was amazing, meaning, you know, there's Mir was also amazing. Mir had, you know, Rav Eliezer Yehuda was also an amazing gadol. So, okay, so going to Brisk was 10 degrees greater, 20 degrees greater, whatever it was, he didn't give a number. But he felt like he gained 100 degrees more. So like it didn't make sense. Okay, Henoch and Ami, you know, learning by the Brisker Rav was so amazing. But he gained beyond proportionally, he felt the amount of that it was greater. So he said Pshat, he said at the Pshat, analyzing himself, that it's because it was such a build-up in the Mir about going to the Brisker Rav. Two guys got chosen from the whole yeshiva to go, that you appreciate. He said, when you went to the Mir, you heard Shem from Avraza Yudo, and you heard Shmuzim from Rav Yeruchim. Okay, so there's another 500 guys there, whatever it is. I don't know how many guys were in the mirror. And okay, that's the way it is. So you weren't much of it so much, so you didn't gain so much. But when you were chosen from the whole yeshiva, to be two guys from the whole yeshiva get to go to the Briska Rav, since there was such a build-up, this is such an amazing opportunity. You won the lottery. You won. You got it. So he says the build-up helped them gain so much more. Right? It's a very interesting self-analysis. So what he was basically saying is that you can have the best scenario in Ruchnias, but if you're not machshev it, you don't gain. And if you are machshev it, you gain so much more. So the application is very obvious that we came to Eretz Yisrael. There was a lot of, it is a terichah. It wasn't just the guys collecting the big terichah. You know, yeshiva also, even for the rabbeim, you know, I mean, I don't say an old man, but I'm not such a youngster, you know. It's not so easy. And I leave my family, you know, my wife's not coming, my daughter coming, you know, it's not so easy. But the yeshiva did it because they're machshev. You know, we feel it's kedai for the guys to gain. There's what to gain. But if the guys are in machshavit, then they're not going to gain very much. If the guys are machshavit, then they'll gain so much more. In past years, I think, I'm not saying, you know, always, there were guys that gained so much from the weeks that they were in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, this is, someone would argue with me. But I think it's still true, so I'll say it anyway, even though the tape recorder is going. That there were guys that came for the 5 weeks that we were here, that they gained more than some other guys that spent the whole year in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I don't say gained more than everybody, right? I don't say so, it would be such a chutzpah thing. But there are some guys that come to Israel for a whole year, and all they gain is that they've tried out every falafel stand, and every pizza stand, and every Dr. Sandwich, Dr. Toast, Dr. Pizza, Dr. This, Dr. You know. And that's their whole Eretz Yisrael experience. They come back, wow, the shawarma in Eretz Yisrael is just amazing, you know. But, you know, so, yeah, it all depends. I'm not chas v'sham b'leng yishem. I'm saying it depends on the guy. You have to be machshev of what we're doing. So, I'm not saying there are guys in yeshiva that do machshev, Baruch Hashem, and they do gain. But we got to make sure the goal is not, you know, I'm just saying there are people that are in machshev and they don't gain. And then you can have the best opportunity in the world and you're not machshev it and you lose, get nothing. So what we got to do is we got to be machshev what we have. Okay. So I want to just go through no chidushim, and it's not something special. And so it does anyone in Eretz Yisrael has these things, but we just got to appreciate them. So the first thing you got in being in Eretz Yisrael, but the most obvious thing is you got a mitzvah of being in Eretz Yisrael. Now, any mitzvah is special. There's a stira in Mishnayos. I didn't bring a sefer with me, but we'll say it al peh. So hopefully we'll get it right. In Perek Beis, in Ovis, it says, HaVezor b'mitzvah kawa kechamura she'ena ta yodea matin scharin shal mitzvahs. Which means, be careful with a little mitzvah, because even a little mitzvah has so much schar, according to most people, some people learn pshat, many people, that even a little mitzvah has so much schar that it's impossible for the human to comprehend the schar. You can't even comprehend the schar of a mitzvah. The schar of a mitzvah is so amazing that it's beyond human comprehension, even the most smallest, littlest mitzvah. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. Therefore, you should do even the little mitzvahs. And there's a different mission, the fourth parak, that says, HaVezor HaVeRatzka Mitzvah Kawa UBoreach Min HaVeira, which is very similar, run to a Mitzvah Kawa, because, and it gives different reasons, Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Schar HaVeira, HaVeira, Mitzvah Gereres, Mitzvah, HaVeira, Gereres, HaVeira. So, the Hasekash is a Sira. Here it says, you should be Zor Mitzvah Kawa because of the amazing Schar, and here it says, because Mitzvah Gereres, Mitzvah. So what's the answer? We'll see who's the Talmud Chacham. What's the answer?
They're both true.
No, so if you have both is true, so what do you have to say them both for? So there it says.
They're both motivations.
Because they're right, and different people get inspired by different things. So what I think the Mephorsim say is that really the real truth is the first one. Because that's Be'etzem. The mitzvah is so great. It's worth a billion, trillion, zillion, gillion, and I don't know how else, you know, I have to ask my grandson because he has all these numbers, you know. You know, dollars. So, you know, it's beyond anything in Olam Hazeh. So, okay, so then you should be Zohar. But many people can't inspire themselves because we can't put our we can't picture that. You know, I do so many mitzvahs. I learn, I do sitzes, I daven, I do this. So another mitzvah. What do you mean? Hashem doesn't run out of schar. So you're getting $1 billion. Yeah, but I already got $1 billion. You know, 2 years. So another $1 billion, another $1 billion, another $1 billion. Like, yeah. So for a person who can't, many people can't get inspired by another mitzvah. So we tell them, but you appreciate that there are a few big mitzvahs out there, right? There's some really big mitzvahs, right? Esther did a big mitzvah. Like that one you appreciate. You know, if you got the exclusive saving all Klal Yisrael, like that one you would be massive. Yeah, okay. If someone was drowning and you got the chance to save the guy's life, you know, you would appreciate that. So if you want to get the big mitzvahs, those you do appreciate. So you have to declare mitzvah gereres mitzvah, avera gereres avera, and schar mitzvah mitzvah. I came back from the convention. Someone said the same word in the convention. I went to a fundraising session, even though I don't do fundraising, but it was, why not? I had nothing else to do. So the guy said, the fundraiser, that there are many rich people that when you make your pitch and you think they're going to give you a lot of money, they give you a small donation. So he says, so you know, you get disappointed, huh? He says, they're going to give you more, but they're testing you. That's how they're there. They give you a dollar. They want to see, will you give them a thank you? How will you react? If you knock nicely, they'll give you $5. And eventually they'll work their way up to $1 million. But they don't write out first a check for $1 million. They first got to see. If they want to see, how are you going to treat me? You know, are you just after my money? Are you, you know, are you going to treat me? What are you going to say when I give you a dollar? And so I don't want to say that because it's the same way, but it's a similar kind of thing. You don't get the big mitzvahs right away. It don't happen. Esther was zeicha to save all Klal Yisrael. Joe Schmo does not get a mitzvah saving all Klal Yisrael. You got to build up. Okay, anyway, so mitzvahs are amazing, either because every mitzvah is the greatest chart, or because it brings to other mitzvahs, mitzvah gereres mitzvah. So the first thing, we come here, we have mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael. Now mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael is a special mitzvah. Why is it special? What? First of all, yeah, it happens to be one of the mitzvahs of Shkudim, Kenegim, yes. Okay, so very, you know, we have a general rule, which isn't always true. I gotta be careful when I say, I got tape records here, but it's okay, no one ever listens to them. We have a general rule that's not always true, that the world's not crazy. It's not always true, because sometimes the world is crazy. But generally speaking, so we know there are people that are really, really big in the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, right? There's a reason for it, because there are chazals, and mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael is an amazing mitzvah. They're not totally crazy, you know. Yeah. Okay, in other words, their mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael is definitely one of the biggest mitzvahs. So it's definitely... It is brought down as one. There's around 20 mitzvahs that are considered shkudim, kenegid kudim. How am I going to have more than one mitzvah, shaka kudim? I think we once asked that question. But there are around 20 of them. But Eretz Yisrael is one of those mitzvahs. Okay. Second of all, what else is special about the mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael?
It's constant.
It's one of the few mitzvahs that you can do every second. Sitzis is another one, but sitzis is only during the day when it's man sitzis. You know, depending on Pshat, but what does man sitzis? Is it beged yom? But there's some limitation in sitzis. But Eretz Yisrael, even when you're sleeping, every second pashas, every second you're in Eretz Yisrael, you get a mitzvah. That's pretty good. You don't have to have kavana every second. You can't have kavana when you're sleeping. You have to have mitzvah riches kavana. So the din is that you have kavana when you start, and then it continues automatically, because there's a svarav called Isa Adas Rishainu Isa. Same thing with putting on tzitzis. You put on tzitzis by definition of kavana because you make a bracha, And then you call Eitzah Das Rishayna. That's the Din Halacha. So you should have in mind, yeah, I want to be Eitzah Mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. And then, once you have a mind once, it just continues till there's a hefsek.
That was only Dalai Lama's, only new Dalai
Lama's. No, I don't think so. I don't agree. We'll have to argue. Dawud Amos is a separate mitzvah. There's a special mitzvah of Dawud Amos that's brought down. But the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael is even not Dawud Amos, I'm pretty sure.
And the mitzvah just to be here?
Be in Eretz Yisrael, be Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It says, I'm pretty sure it says even when you're sleeping. I'm pretty sure it says that. So since I don't think they were talking about people who walk in their sleep, you know, so I'm pretty sure. It says Dawud Amos, it says, I forgot the pasuk, it says, it's called Hedek, Harbaz, he gets special Eodam Haba, or he gets forgiven on what was Averis. I forgot the Chazal. But as a mitzvah, you don't need Dawud Amos. There is such a thing as going walking Dawud Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, there is such a thing. It does say that, but that's two separate things.
A person should try to probably renew that thought in his consciousness.
Yeah, if you renew it, it's better. Yeah, okay. But you're Mekayim, you're Yaitzi one time. You should have one time. Nemayit is another thing what makes it amazing. Because there's a Rashi in Chumash, I don't have a Sefer here, which I don't even remember where the Rashi is anyway, that says that you would have had a Havamina that mitzvahs are only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. So Kamash, but on this Pasuk, that mitzvahs are even in Chutz Yaretz, right? Where's that Rashi? Anyone know of in?
It's a Ramban.
It's a Ramban. There's a Ramban too, but it's a Rashi. Ramban is the one that the Ramban argues with the Ramban. The Rambam doesn't count it in the Taryag Mitzvahs. And the Ramban in the Hashmotas, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, discusses a long arichas to prove that it's a mitzvah. And it's a Ramban on the Torah. Yes, and but I don't know about this point. Okay, maybe. And then somewhere at the end of Vayikra, I believe. But anyway, I think the Rashi is there too. So, in Chofetz Chaim, people were very big in Havaminas. So it was a Havamina that the mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mephorishim say that even the Maskana did not drop the Havamina totally. Meaning, the Maskana is that there's a mitzvah even in Chutz Yaretz. But everyone agrees that a mitzvah, any mitzvah, tzitzis, fillin, at the Havamina was, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Maskana is that it's even in Chutz Yaretz. But even the Maskana agrees, and I didn't make this up, people say this, that the mitzvah, tzitzis, tefillin, done in Eretz Yisrael is a greater mitzvah than when it's done in Chutz Yaretz.
Any mitzvah?
Any mitzvah. So we got three reasons why, you know, first of all, it's a special, it's in itself, it's a chashuva mitzvah, it's a shekudim. Second of all, it's every second. And third of all, it simultaneously increases all the other mitzvahs.
Automatic?
Yeah.
It's
no, because it's just that's a hiddur. It's like doing a mitzvah. It says also doing mitzvah on Shabbos. It's a special hiddur. Being a base medrash, it's a hiddur. There's that adds a kedusha to the mitzvah.
The various are worse also?
Yeah, various are worse also. I always stress talking the positive, though. But yes, it does say that. It says that very stress. The various are pasuk in the Torah. That the reason why class you went to Goddess is because the Arjil spits you out if you do Averis. Lakia Aretz Eschem, right? Something with my Balkori, right? That's with Pasik? Yeah, okay. Where does it say that?
Achrimos.
Okay. So maybe that's where the Rashi is, the Ramban. Okay. Anyway, so the Maisa, so Arjil is an amazing mitzvah. So first of all, right, we should have Kavana. And we should be happy they have such an opportunity. Now the Maisa, I'm going to be in trouble, so the guys are all going to stay. So okay, so the Shiva happens to have it in the Chidush Yalev that Talmud Torah is Daicha Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So there's, you know, the Maisa, where sometimes we're in honest, we can't stay in Eretz Yisrael. But for different reasons, you know, for thousands of years, Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, you couldn't stay in Eretz Yisrael. There's, you know, something you have to go to Chutz Yaretz for Shaduchim, for this. But, you know, but Baruch Hashem, we're not an honest, so we can say it's an amazing thing. You know, it's an amazing thing to be Eretz Yisrael. You learn history, a little bit of even recent history, the Talmidei Agra, not so long ago, they left Europe. You read some of these stories of the Mesiras Nefesh, that they left Europe to go to be in Eretz Yisrael. They traveled for like a year. It was the Pikuach Nefesh, because they had to go by boats, and it wasn't those days, boats weren't so safe, and there were storms and pirates. And they left all their property and all their family behind. And Eretz Yisrael, there was no economy in Eretz Yisrael in the 1800s. And there was nowhere to live. The Arabs controlled all the land, and they only let the Jews live in and they didn't let them live in certain areas. And it was people, if you read these stories, the people had such tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. People were getting killed, either by the Arabs or by robbers or by, you know, and there was a tremendous and plagues. You know, Messias Yisharim came to Eretz Yisrael. He died in a plague a little bit after the three. You know, they say Rav Yehuda Chosid came to Eretz Yisrael. What happened? He bent down to kiss the ground, and some Arab chopped his head off killed him while he bent down. You know, so people were miser nefesh to come to Eretz Yisrael. You know, the Gra, we have the famous Igeres HaGra. The Gra left his whole family and everyone. He set out to come to Eretz Yisrael. For whatever reason, he had to turn back. Okay, we don't know why he turned back.
Didn't Rebbe say last year that
Sakana Sakana? Yeah, okay, but I guess it wasn't Mamish Sakana. You know, there are different levels of Sakana. But, yeah, Rebbe Shach said it's not Deiche. But that, he was talking about living in all Eretz Yisrael. I don't know about, I'm not sure about living in any of the Eretz Yisrael. But I suspect not so also. But okay, but the mice that they did carve the Pikuach Nefesh. You know, it wasn't like I told someone said, how was my flight? I said, well, it was, the seats were very crowded. You know, yeah, I'm sitting on a plane for 10 hours eating food, you know, in a comfortable chair. But the guy in front of me said, I don't have that much leg room for my foot. And I'm complaining. Oh, what a, you know. Here they traveled like 10 months on these by camel and wagons, and then by boats, and the boat to Turkey, and from Turkey, you know, they had a whole route. It wasn't, and the danger of their life, and I'm complaining, like a little bit. Not right. Right. So the Maisa gave it. So that's one thing. Okay, we got Mitzvahs Yishesho. Second thing, okay, there's no clock here, so I can go on forever. The second thing is davening. The Chofetz Chaim has a very beautiful mashal. I think I said this mashal a few times. Chofetz Chaim has a mashal of a person who collects Svarim. He was a Svarim collector. And he was so proud of his collection. He had hundreds and thousands of Svarim. And then he spent his whole life collecting Svarim. And then he got older and he decided he wants to retire. He's going to sell his collection. So he's dreaming how much money he's going to get for this amazing collection. So he calls up some buyer, he gets in touch with some buyer who has a Svarim collector, and he sends down his representative to go through all the Svarim to buy, which, you know, any goods, any Svarim. So this buyer comes and he's amazing. Ah, like so much. After about hours and hours in his warehouse, the buyer walks out holding three Svarim. Okay, we'll take these three. He says, three? I got hundreds of thousands. He says, yeah, but they're all damaged. This one was missing a page. They weren't stored right. The pages were bent. There were worms got to them. Water got to them. I pay top dollars, but I pay top dollars for top condition. So the Chofetz Chaim says, the Nimshol, is that a person davens, we have hundreds and thousands of brachas in your life. Davening, brachas, right? Three times Shmona Esrei is 19, times three is how much? 57. And then we do at least 100 brachas a day, right? So that's 700. And if you use your math, you know, 700 times 300 is how much? What? How much?
210,000.
210,000? Yeah? I don't know. Good, I hope you're right. So then you have to add 70 years, Hashem, you live more than that, you know. A lot of it's a lot of brachas. So the Chofetz Chaim says you got basically like 1 million brachas in your life, and then you come up to Shemayim, And Hashem will say, you know, you get schar for everything. But tapped hours, we'll pay for three of them. Because most of them weren't done right. The mehudar. I'm not saying you don't get nothing. But you don't get tapped hours. So you got to try. It's a major inyan to try and build up our davening. If you can build up our davening, it's so important. I once spoke to a gado. Okay, whatever. And, you know, I asked him, I told him that, you know, as a Rebbe, it's a problem that you have to learn the same sugyas over and over again. This person's meshubit to his talmidim. So where's a Rebbe supposed to do his own growth? So he said, you daven, so work on davening. You're not taking away from your talmidim when you work on davening. But the davening is like a major thing. So the problem with davening is it's the same thing every time, day after day. And it's hard. It really is hard to have kavana after a while because it's the same thing over and over and over again. The beauty of davening is that when something is different, it inspires you to daven better. So we have, that's why I started Rosh Hashanah, people daven better, Rosh Yom Kippur. Right? So we have an opportunity here to daven better. First of all, because it's different. How is it different? First of all, you're in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael itself makes davening. What is special about davening in Eretz Yisrael?
Closer to the Kodesh Kodashim.
Okay, when we daven, why do we face Eretz Yisrael when we daven? Anyone know? Yeah, but so what? According to at least the Yavetz, I'm not sure if everyone agrees, I can't blame you for that. He says that the tefillahs don't actually go up from Chutz Yaretz. They can't, there's a valad or whatever, the derech of tefillahs, they have to go from Chutz Yaretz, they have to take a spirit plane to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and then in Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, and then they go up. So when you're davening, and that's why we face Eretz Yisrael, because we're sending the tefillah to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Avin says. So when you're davening in Eretz Yisrael, you skip all those steps. You know, so to speak, water loses something in the traveling. So the tefillahs are much more accepted in Eretz Yisrael. You're much closer to the, you know, you need less power. Imagine like a jet that has to fly, you know, so far, well, from Chutz Yaretz or just a short distance. You know, the Yana V'Yava V'Yagia V'Era is much shorter. So when we daven, that's what it says. It means Yana V'Yava means we're davening that our tefillah should make it. That's what the Chayyadim says. That's for Yana V'Yava. That it's not so posh that our tefillah will make it. So we're davening that our tefillah should make it. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's much easier to make it. Okay. So first of all, tefillahs are much better in Eretz Yisrael. They're better in Yerushalayim. There's also a special inyan of Mekayim HaKadoshim. Someone was asking me yesterday, what's the inyan of Mekayim HaKadoshim? We go to Kfarim, and we go to so many different Kfarim, and what's the point? They're all, a kever is a kever. So the answer is, it's not the same. A kever is not the kever, because and the Ran says this, and the Drushas are Ran, Ran's a Rishon, that a tzaddik, there's no tzaddik, two tzaddikim in the world that are alike, because everybody has his own way to be kind of goddess. No faces alike, no personality alike, no nisyanes alike. So Yosef at Tzadik is a Tzadik because he passed in his sign of Ashes Potiphar. Yaakov is Ishtam Yosef Oedem, right? Rabbi Arya Levine was a super Baal Chesed. Rabbi Yosef was a super Masman. You know, everyone's different. This one's a super Marbitz Tyra. This one's a super, and they have different nisyanes. Since everyone has different Kedusha. When the person dies, that Kedusha goes into his kever. So he says that every kever of a tzaddik has a unique Kedusha, which only that place has, and nowhere else in the world has. And therefore, that kever is mesugal for tefillahs, certain tefillahs being accepted more than any other tefillahs.
Is it the tefillahs which are specifically like that person?
Yeah, well, they're more for that. Those are the ones that I'm going to still go more. I mean, maybe every tefillah is good, extra, but certain ones are, like, for example, Mamuka is, for some reason, considered the best place in the world to daven for Shaduchim. Now, why should that be? Now, there are other, you know, like someone said, the Kulta is a good place. Kever Rachel should be good. Mar Samach Beda, what? Rav Yonah Semnozir was a bigger tzaddik than Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I don't think so, right? I'm sure not, right? And Shmuel Anavi, whatever. But Pshat is, there was something about Rav Yonah Semnozir that his Kedusha lent itself that tefillahs are more mekobo for shaduchim. And the same thing would be true with every tzaddik. So there's an inyan. When you go to you go to five different tzaddikim, each one has a special inyan. Now, obviously, they're good for everything, but it's like, but there's a specialist. So that's like a special inspiration that this kever is the place in the whole world which is most mesugo for something. Hopefully, you'll get it in your tefillahs. You know. Okay. Anyway, so there every so that's special. It's your own veshav akvarim.
How do people know?
We don't know. The only thing I do know is that I was by a certain Makubo, his name was Rav Zussman, and he told us that in the Kabbalah's farm, it says that Kever Rachel has very, very powerful. People, he said, are not Makshav Kever Rachel enough.
For what?
For Tzita.
For what?
No, he just said in general. He said, in general, the people don't value, you know, people run to me, you know, I'm not belittling other places. Even he said the Kever Rachel is even more hated than the Koto for davening, even than Miron, and you know he's, yeah, that's what he said. He said the Kabbalah's farm say that he called the Tikkuni Zohar. I can't tell you where that says that that if all the places in the world, the best place to daven is Kever Rachel. Okay, so just that's the only thing. But the Ma'isa what? Rav Zussman. I don't know. It was a Mekubo.
Isn't even davening in the Shiva, like, I heard it's the best one?
Also, the Makom is a base medrash, but it's also a good place.
Like,
but
where your Torah is Kaviyas, it's more important.
That's also an Indian, but it seems, I don't know, that people go to daven by the Kotel. I mean, they're only going to shuck up the whole daven by the Kotel. Everyone's going to, you know, I don't know. I don't think we assume that. It seems to feel that there is, people go to all these places. People go crazy on Lag BaOmer to go to Meron, you know. You know, it seems. Okay, anyway, so the Maisa, there is a special thing of davening these places. Now, I don't know if we are or not, because it, I don't know, we have to make a cheshbon nefesh. Tomorrow is the yard side of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. There's a special inyan at the davening of a kever and davening on his yard side. There's a special inyan, just like why Lag BaOmer, the whole world goes to, not the whole world, but a lot of people go to Meron. Why are they going to? Because that's the Roshim HaYichai's yard site. There's a special inyan on a person's yard site to go to his kever. Rav Yosef Kohn gave us a whole explanation why, because it's a special din that on a yard site the tzaddik gets a special bracha, halacha kemaiso. I don't know, but whatever it is, there is a special inyan of davening's yard site. So people do. So that is why in Eretz Yisrael, and those the yard sites, a certain tzaddikim, there's the yard site of Shmuel HaNavi, the yard site of Racho, and the yard site of the Or HaChaim. There's a few, maybe some others too, I don't remember. And they obviously, like on the yard site of the Arizal, is like Zion of, or Vav or Zion. We will be here, I don't know if we'll go or not. You know, that's in Miron, in Tzfas. But the people, there is a big inyan going, and the downside is that because it's a big inyan, these farm are mobbed. Mab Sheba Mab. The Rav Avadi Yosef's yard site also comes up, right? When is Rav Avadi Yosef's yard site? Oh, so Ben Sion Abba Shaw?
Yeah.
When is his yard site? Because I remember going to
2 weeks.
So there is an inyan going to a kever on the yard site. So the problem is that getting to the Or HaChaim is that it's hard to get to. You have to get a bus, and it's and then you can't get a bus back because there's so many mobs of people that you can't get back on a bus, and you get, you know, you think you're going to be stuck there in the Arab neighborhood for the rest of your life. So I don't know. We'll have to think whether we should go or not, because it's like mom is going to take hours. But on the other hand, if we do decide they should hear, it's a special thing. That's why people do it. There is a special thing of going to the kever of a tzaddik on his yard site. They have special calendars of different yard sites. The people, part of it, is they know.
I mean, regarding trying to make our tefillahs better while we're in Eretz Yisrael, like not by farm, just in minyan, shachris v'lechem arav, would really recommend that a person like tomorrow morning go to shachris and try to have an unbelievable davening.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I guess I didn't say it. I was saying is that since you should dehear that this is a special, your tefillahs here are special opportunity. You're only here for 5 weeks, and 4 weeks left, basically. So there's not that many days. And afterwards, you're not going to have these advantages. So you should use that as an ability to inspire yourself to daven better.
But don't we believe
when
that?
You go to the Kotel, and how many times you're going to go to the Kotel, you should not use that as an inspiration. And then the advantage is a double advantage. One is you'll get that fida. So in Acher Me'ev Eshim, instead of telling you Yeshikayach, you got three brachas good, you might get 50 brachas good, which is a big advantage. But besides which, it spills over because there's this famous, you know, we said this thing, the famous, we call it the telegram, the telephone pulse part, but it's, that in Erev, sorry, that in Erev, if the string is possible, if it gets too close to the ground, I don't remember how close it has to be to possible it, but there's some share that if it drips too much, it's possible. So what they do, you know, when they build Erev to solve that problem, is they make this poles very high. If your poles are high, even if it droops, it stays kosher. So the same thing, if you daven a few times with really good kavana, then even if later you're going to go down, you're still better off. So it pays. It pays to daven. You know, in other words, while you're here in Eretz Yisrael, a person has the ability to daven much better because there's a lot of things that inspire you. You're in Yerushalayim. You're in Eretz Yisrael. You can go to the Kotel. I really do recommend that, you know, there's a bus to the Kotel. It's right down the block. It's, you know, it's as convenient as can be. And I don't know if I would take one from Seder, but I don't know, and I don't think I'll do it every time because you'll be exhausted, but every so often, you know, Seder's over, I don't have time, go down to the corner and take a bus, 10:30, to go to the Kotel. It's dark, it's nighttime, you can go 10 o'clock, whatever. You know, you get yourself a minion, and you dive in Ma'ariv there, and then come back, and you can. I used to the year the yeshiva was here, I tried to go every Friday to the Kotel. You know, because that Friday at time I used to dive in Mincha there. It helps you, like one you can dive in with Kavana, and then once you dive with Kavana, it spills over. We should. I don't want to shoot me, but we should dive in here in the yeshiva a little slower than we dive in all year. All right, let me move back. I want to get.
Do we believe in Indian that if a person, when a person tries to grow a lot from a certain inspiration, he very often bites off more than he can chew, and he just falls back. Like he tries to be perfect himself in an Indian overnight, and he falls back down.
I don't know.
Maybe perhaps if a person takes slow, very slow and steady growth steps, they'll go back with them to America, and in America, the diving will be better.
Okay.
Because he tried to move a little bit on his diving. He didn't try to become perfect.
Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. Sometimes there isn't, and you're taking big steps. So it depends on the case. I think personally that here in Israel, guys, we're not saying at least for while you're here, or once a week when you go to the Kotel. You could take it. I don't think it's such a hard, big step. You know, to say that I'm going to go once a week to the Kotel and I'm going to dive, and I assume the guys, when they went with Rabbi Naaman on Wednesday, you know, last week they dived well. So I'm going to do that once a week. I'm going to go to the Kotel one night. I'm going to do it without by myself, without a bunch of fanfare or without my camera, you know, whatever. And I'm going to dive in, and I'm going to, you know, and I'm going to really get into it. And you do it once a week, and you make up. You go and especially at night, it's better. But if you can't, you go during the lunchtime. And lunch, it's hot.
Why is it better now?
First of all, there's no traffic, so you get there faster. Friday, it's terrible traffic with the Arabs. You know, they're going to the mosque. You get stuck in the traffic, so it takes a year. Second of all, it's spookier. It's psychological. It's much easier to have kavana when it's dark. This is spooky. Okay. Anyway. Let's go further. I'm already running out of time. I'm running out of time. I don't know. I first of all, there's a din of Ma'ariv at night, so I can't say. Okay, but the minig in literature world that we say to him at night. I know there is such a thing as people don't say, don't learn Torah about Sav at night, but it's not accepted by, we don't follow that. Why not? People talk about it. I remember seeing people talk about it. I remember Stei Chemet talks about it. There is such a thing in the Kabbalah, but I don't know. It's not, we don't talk, we don't, we say, the yeshiva, they say to in Queens at night or every night. We don't follow that. I don't think it's just, there's a basis for it. I can't tell you. Okay, anyway, the mice, I want to move on. There's obviously another thing of coming to Eretz Yisrael is that we go visit, try and visit certain gedolim. Now, the mice, that, and you have to appreciate that. Going to a gadol is an amazing thing. I told this many times, I'm running late, so I don't want to say it over. But I used to go to this Rebbetzin Zaychik, and all she would quote every time is in one time that she went to, that she saw the Chafetz Chaim. We learn Musar. Musar, part of Musar is we want Chidushim. Okay, that's Chochmas of Musar. But we learn Musar Bispinus every day, 15 minutes, right? Why we learn Musar Bispinus? Because we want to, the main problem with Musar is not that we don't know what's right. The main problem is that it doesn't go in. That's really the biggest problem. Basically, almost every single person in the world knows what's right, especially a guy who went to yeshiva a little bit. But the problem is, I know it, but I don't practice it. Right? I know that I should, you know, be more careful in my mitzvahs and not do averes, and I shouldn't battle. But I know, just like a guy who smokes, I know I shouldn't be smoking. You'll see other guy smoking. I know I shouldn't be smoking. So why are you smoking? Because, you know, I know. But so the problem, that's why we learn Musar Bispinus, is to not get in. Now, but I said this many, many times. Bispinus does not necessarily have to be, there's not one way of Bispinus. Bispinus is not only by sitting with a sefer and with a tune. For many, many people, that form of Hispanis doesn't work so well, except that we're stuck. We have no other form. But very often, hearing Musar from a gadol is the best Hispanis. So even if the gadol says nothing, no chidushim, that's the greatest Hispanis. That's the best Musar Seder. Because if you can remember, I heard this, right? I heard this. I was last year by Rav Gamliel, and he said this and this, and I heard him say it. You know, that is inspirational. You could have read it in the Sefer, but it's not the same, right? But you were by him, and you heard him say something, and you remember a part that he said, or a concept, and it goes in. And if you don't remember after a few, but if you remember it for a few months, I really do believe that besides just the Derech HaTevel and Musar, it's the best Musar Sefer you can have. So it's a tremendous thing to go to Gedolim. Plus, there is a mystical thing of going to Gedolim. Right? There's a Gemara that Rebbe said that the reason why he was greater than what was Chaverim was why? Because he saw Rav Meir from his back. Now, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, right? Well, he saw it from his back. His back. He said if he would have seen it from his front, he'd be even greater. He saw Me'achurav. You know, that's a Gemara. He said if I would have seen him from the front, I would be. He didn't see him from his front. He didn't see. Rebbe said that the reason why he was greater than what was Chaver. Now, I would have thought that Rebbe was greater because he was a masmid and a tzaddik and he davened. But he teached it up because he saw Rav Meir. Now, I assume it's either mystical or inspirational. So there is an Indian, even in not even learning from the person, just seeing the person. But surely if he tells you something, he talks to you, and surely getting a bracha, we do hold that brachas of tzaddikim have tremendous value. You know, tzaddik goyzer v'kosh baruch hu mikayim is a real thing. And you know, there's a pasuk in the Torah that Hashem gave Abraham the power of brachas, that yay bracha. It's a pasuk, that yay bracha means that you're, one of the pshatim is that you have the power of giving brachas. And that power is given over to his children, and it's special to the gedolim, and it's a deacon of the generation. It says in many places, especially because people, most of our mouths are tamei, because we speak Lashon Hara and whatever other things, and therefore our brachas aren't as good. The Gemara says that the whole world is Mekuyim Alhevo Piyim Shal Tinoikas Shal Beis Rabin, because they don't speak Lashon Hara. So if you also find a person who doesn't speak Lashon Hara, which I'm assuming most of the Gedalim don't speak Lashon Hara, not most of all the Gedalim, I'm sure they keep Halacha. So that's an amazing thing. So going to a Bragado, first of all, it's a tremendous Musar B'Sbaitis. Besides, you can learn something. And there's mystical things. And you're getting a bracha from a gado. Those are all major. Those are major things. They should not be belittled. And, you know, obviously, if they say something, you know, that's inspiring, you know, we should learn. You know, not everyone I say we're going to go to is on the level of the top gado, but there's levels in gado. There's also chashuva people, you know. In Amaisa, last year we were very successful. We went to some really chashuva people. I'm going to try. We have no guarantees. I can't guarantee. You know, going to Gedolim is there's no guarantee. I would personally recommend, though, that it's better. It's 100 times better when you develop a little bit of relationship with the Gedolim. So, because otherwise it's more like just a tourist. You just saw it one time. If you get so it pays a little bit to go to someone, especially we're in this location and there are certain chashuva people around this location. If you can go, like some guys are going to Rabbi Yamin Finkel, and he speaks tonight, right? Yeah, he speaks tonight in Hebrew at 11:30.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little late. Speaks in Yiddish, maybe now already. Is that probably you missed it? I'm sorry. Okay. But you want to go? You can. You guys can go if they want to go. But I would recommend the guys to do that. That if they go, you know, Aaron notices the guys. He's a chashuv person. Benjamin Finkel is a very chashuv person, right? He is very chashuv. And I remember when I was here, 30 years ago, he had a red beard. I don't think he has a red beard anymore. You know, they brought him into the cheder to speak to the kids. He was, even then, he was considered very chashuv. This was over 30, it was probably 30 years ago, you know. So,
if you're not going to understand most of what the Rav is saying, is it still worth it to go?
Okay, a good question. It's definitely worth it to go once, because you should have that connection. You know, I saw this guy, though. I don't know. You know, the thing that I'm talking about, going a few times, so you develop a kesher. If you don't understand, I don't know if it's going to develop any more of a kesher. I don't know. You know, you should get the guy sitting next to you to explain to you a little bit. When you should work on your Hebrew. You should start talking in Ivrit. You should start having shir in Hebrew so you can work on it. Okay, I don't know. I hear the question.
What's the tallest of making a kesher? I'm saying you're not going to talk to them.
The point that I was saying about Musar B'Sbaitis, it's an Ein HaDamim when you feel you had a kesher to a gadol. The gadol knew me. He felt close to me. I felt close to him. I understood a few things that he said, and then I remember much more. I don't just you know, it makes psychologically a whole different feeling, which Mimeda. All the svaras that we have are going to Gedolim, why it's so important. First of all, his bracha has more meaning when he gives you a bracha because he actually knows you and you're not just some nutnik that comes and bothers him. But and you remember more what he says and you're makshim more what he says and it goes into you psychologically more. And just the fact that you had that kesher makes you, it's a psychological feeling. It gives you a certain connection to Torah because these are, you know, Hashem's representatives, so to speak. It does a lot. You know? Okay. Anyway, I think I'm basically finished. All right. The Lamaisa, so we got to take advantage, right? We got to daven that it works out because there could be, yes, sometimes it doesn't. We've had times that we tried to do things and they didn't work. Not last year, of course, but it does sometimes happen. So we do need Siyata Deshmaya. Especially the Bnei Brak trip is always rough. You make extra Siyata Deshmaya, that one, because you only have one day to hit it or miss it, you know. And, you know, very often, you know, it's very hard. very, very, very often. But in general, everything, you know, there are many gedolim try to go to, and they're, you know, they're bedavka were sick this summer, you know, and they can't, you know, and it's not always different times, and so we need special siyata d'shmaya. Right, last year we were supposed to hear Rabbi Kinnarik. He got sick. He wasn't, didn't speak to us, you know. Right? You know, there are special things. So we do need siyata d'shmaya, and we have to be mispada, right, that it should be successful. But we have to feel that this is such a special opportunity that we have to go ahead, and to, obviously learning is also important. So we have to grow. And it could really change a person's whole life, because mitzvah gereres mitzvah, and schar mitzvah mitzvah. And so you start davening better. You can mechazek your emuna, mechazek your bitach, and it has an effect. Okay, shikayach.